Okay, guys, I am here. I just sent. Okay, I unmuted Jody. Sorry, I'm burping here. Jody, you there?
Yes. Hi, Sophie.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you for doing this.
Well, I'm not sure what I'm doing, but let's make it good.
Yeah.
And who else is here so far is Trish. So the last few webinars, GoToWebinar did not send out the reminder emails. So I sent out to everybody who previously registered, and hopefully they get it and they come, and we are going to have some good time. Jody, did you read today's article?
I only got a little of the way through it so far.
Okay, so I'm writing about you, okay?
Oh.
And for the first time, it's actually good.
Get it. Shocking.
No, actually it actually was coming. I could feel it, okay, that it was coming. And finally, it's actually okay. All right, who is doing the forced breathing?
Me.
Okay, so you notice that your line is open, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's okay. That was Trish. Okay, hold on one second, Jody. Let me unmute William. Hi, William. Thank you for coming.
Hi, Sophie.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Did you look before you said that?
For just a little second, just a quick glance, and then I said,
you didn't. I can actually. It's like, yeah, okay, so that's what's missing, the looking. So yes. A little bit of today's article was for you too, I think. Was it either today's article or something I have been written since then, is that you're not really looking. And if you don't look, then what you will see is what you have always seen.
Well, you just speaking it, saying it now the way you did and the way you caught me, it makes perfect sense now. I see it now, but I didn't. Obviously, I've been missing that.
Yeah, it's not easy to see. So I'm not blaming you. I'm not saying anything bad about you. I'm just waking you up that that's what's happening. So I don't know if you read today's article. I forgot that. Well, I was fussing with the audio thing that isn't working anyway. Let me see.
I just came online, so I didn't see it. No.
Okay, if it worked since then, let me just check something. Okay. No, it's still parsing. Just god damn it. Anyway. So today I wrote a really significant article, something that I probably wouldn't have been able to write a month ago, maybe not even a week ago, because it's a process for me to actually go to where it gets all corrupted. So for you, William, I'm still talking to you.
Yes.
It gets corrupted that you're not looking. So the data that you see, as if it were there, is not there.
Again, it's only because you did it to me right now that I can see it. Otherwise, I would not have seen this unless I came on this call with you.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't have made sense to me.
So what you are telling me is that email coaching isn't doing it for you.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's just the way you said it now, the way you kind of caught me. It just, I didn't see that. until you didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can just attempt to bring in some awareness to where are you looking. Because, I mean, to answer, you actually do look somewhere, but where you look, where you have always looked. So when somebody asks how I am doing, my answer is normally. Is I have no idea. Let me look.
Yes, I've heard you say that before. Yes.
Yeah, because it's like I am in the middle of something. My attention is not how I'm doing, right?
Correct. Yes.
But I could look like how I felt yesterday. Plagued with that horrible panic, right?
Right.
And I could say, not very good, okay? But that would be a lie, right?
Yes, yes.
Because I don't feel anyhow. I don't feel anything. I am in the middle of something, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's yours, that chest pain? Difficult breathing, yes.
Solar plexus. So
it's above the solar plexus. It's more like above the heart. So what is it saying is, it's like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I didn't get that at all until now.
Yeah, because there is a certain, there I see you, I just unmute you in a few seconds. So so what am I trying to say? Is that we all have an investment in how we are want to be, how we want to consider ourselves, who we want to be for ourselves.
Yes.
And when you get that, that's who you want to be, and that's the one that you haven't been able to track, right?
Right.
Then you can get that. That is a misery maker.
Well, the way you put it now, yeah, I can see it now, but I didn't see that. It didn't make sense to me all along. It does now.
Now, are you saying that because it just something dawned on you, or just repeating what you said 3-4 minutes ago?
Yeah, well, it's 3 or 4 minutes ago, but it's still, I am still like in awe that I missed it. Well, obviously, I'm not. I'm not.
Yeah, but you see, no matter how old the information, if it's not from the moment, then it's a corruption.
Okay.
F-U-C-K.
Yeah.
All right. So you can mute. I'm going to unmute everybody who is here. So Bahij is here. Hi, Bahij. Thank you for reminding Amy that I have a birthday. He'll be here in a second. Emma Sheh. Never heard your voice. You are self-muted. Open your line if you have a microphone.
Hi.
Hi, Emese, hogy vagy?
Jól vagyok. Boldog születésnapot kívánok.
Köszönöm szépen.
Egyszer voltam egy webináron, de pár évvel ezelőtt, 2017-ben.
De nem emlékszem. Öregszem.
Mindenki. Boldog születésnapot kívánok, sok-sok egészséget, mert az a legfontosabb, ugyebár.
Köszönöm szépen. Mute yourself, please. Mute. Yes, thank you. Jody is open. Leah, Miss Leah, how are you?
Hi, Sophie. Happy birthday. How
thank
am I?
You very much.
I don't know. I'm glad to join you once again.
Okay, so look, how are you doing? How do you feel? What's the inner state?
Sad.
Okay. Okay, sad. Okay. Like grieving sad, resigned sad. There's a
disappointed sad.
Disappointed sad. So here we are. It's Labor Day and there is no one to spend the day with, right?
You're asking if this is what I'm disappointed in? No, actually, I want the whole day to myself, but I can't have it, so it's kind of the opposite for me.
The opposite? Oh, I see.
Yes.
All right, then. Mute yourself. Thank you.
Okay,
and
thank you.
Magda? How are you, Magda? You are unmuted. Magda, Magda.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm okay. And you? happy Thursday.
Thank you. I watched a Polish TV thing, I think it was six episodes. It was very, very interesting. Very
Which
good.
One?
oh, God, I don't know the title of it, so don't.
It's okay, because I don't watch series, Polish series, so I don't know anyway.
I watch it on Prime thingy, Prime Amazon. Amazon Prime.
Okay.
I always loved Polish movies, by the way. They are really interesting.
Okay.
Cutting edge. All right. Meet you, Sam. Thanks for coming. And Trish, I spoke, right? Did I thank you for coming, Trish?
Yes, okay. I think so, Sophie.
Okay, yes. Please mute. Because otherwise there is a, not you, Magda, please, mute.
Okay.
Thank you. Trish, did I ask how you're doing?
No.
How are you doing?
I'm okay, actually, Sophie. I was been very floppy for a while, but I think I'm getting myself back in the on the saddle, so to say. I you were talking, your conversation with William is I'm where in the past it's about the looking. In the past, I think I've taken it for granted that I can usually, because I'm struggling to see from a different perspective, and I've been able to shift the something to be able to see something different, but I'm struggling with that, and I wonder if we could talk more on that topic.
What does it mean, struggle? So use
a struggle.
You are finding it hard?
Finding it hard, yes. Finding it hard.
So you go for it and then you are not sure if what you got is different, or you don't know how to do it, or something that should take a second takes about 2.5 days.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Would all be struggling, okay?
Yeah, it is. But I am not seeing anything. How can I word this?
So you're not struggling. You are actually not getting the result, right?
Yes, there's no result.
Okay, so that would take a little bit of humility to tell the truth, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's not working for me. So I'm going to maybe interview in a second Jody, how she does it.
Yeah.
Mind you, Jody pays a shitload of money to me. Sorry. Okay, not shitload, but good money, better, more money than most anybody else to actually rent out my ear. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Because she's in the 67th step and she's not doing the steps, but she is writing me multi-page reports every day. Oh, she also has the email coaching. So that's another 15 bucks. Then she also has whatever else she has. So, but ultimately, in a year and a half, she got to a place where several times in a day, she can see something.
Wow.
Okay. And why it took so long? Well, maybe that's how long it takes. Expecting yourself to see instantly something different is arrogant, or whatever we would call it, but it's not realistic.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I am, let's say, I'm the best I know. That doesn't mean the best in the world, okay? But the best I know at that, right?
Yeah.
and to get to a place deep below the layers, it takes me weeks and many hours. That's one of the reasons I don't do much else. Sorry, I'm a little embarrassed, okay? I don't do much else during the day.
Okay.
Sorry, don't envy my life though, okay? Because I work when I'm not doing anything, okay?
Sure, that's yeah.
On that.
Okay,
which means I have an intention to see something, but I know it's not going to be instant. So I play freestyle, I watch this show, and I watch that show, and I read this book, and I read that book, and eventually I see something. I listen to countless podcasts. I read articles, okay?
Yeah, yes. I see what...
Because something needs to trigger it, okay? If you expect something to show up, this is for everybody, and especially William. Jody knows. I mean, maybe not consciously, but she's alive where something triggers her, and then she sees something. So if you don't have anything to trigger it, then it won't show up. Same problem with Bahij. So Amisha and Leah, I am talking to the people who participate, and Magda, who participate in the challenges. So they are in a program and they are struggling with seeing something that they haven't seen before, or seeing something differently than they saw it before. Okay, so who am I feeling that? Magda, what's the problem?
Yes, I'm present.
No, but you reacted very strongly.
For what? No.
Of course you did, because I am an empath, not for... We are not, I don't just blurt out names, okay? When I feel and I muscle test who it is, okay? Then you felt something. Or maybe it wasn't fast, was very fast, right? Or maybe it happens all the time, right?
I don't know. All right, I'm just sitting on the balcony with my cat, petting her and listening to you, and I don't know.
You didn't do anything wrong. Okay. You didn't do anything wrong. But if it were me, okay, and there would be some coach who talks to like four or five people and not me, because those four or five people in a program, I would feel left out.
Okay.
And that's exactly how you would feel. I'm left out. Other people are more important than me.
No, I didn't think so.
Okay, no, I would. Okay, so just trust me.
I don't. I feel quite comfortable with this situation when I'm listening.
Okay, good. Mute yourself. Mm-hmm. Mute. Thank you. Okay, let me unmute Bahij. Bahij, how are you doing? Did you hear that? Hi, thank you for telling Amy to wish me happy birthday.
No, I got on after that.
So I don't appreciate that.
You don't appreciate what?
When somebody wishes me happy birthday, who otherwise already told you that they are afraid of me and hate me.
Oh, well, she emailed me asking, was it your birthday? I said yes. And then I forwarded the link to come to this, but yeah.
Okay, no, I don't want Amy on anything. I am secretly hating her.
Okay, Alvin.
Okay, so keep no, that ma'am. In mind. You don't have to tell her, but I hate when somebody sends me emails. I love you. I love you so much. Fuck off. No, I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess if it wasn't, you know.
No, it's like really? It's inconsistent, okay?
Yeah. I got you.
All right, so any questions or anything that we could talk about other than my birthday? By the way, I'm 76. A year ago, I wasn't, it's not true that I wasn't sure. I was sure that I wasn't going to live another year. So here I am, I lived another year. And when you're not sure that you will live another year, life is really willing to obey to make you feel really bad. You know? So I felt this past year, I felt that more often bad than good. And had I died, it would have been completely and 100% self-inflicted. One of the results I got this year is that I really got the British doctor who invented the Bach flower remedies, was onto something, that every disease is caused by some emotion. Emotions block flow. Even happiness does. So I almost killed myself. And of course, for somebody to get good at that, they actually need to be able to know how they are feeling or what they are feeling. For that, they need to not look in their memory, but how they are feeling, right, Liam?
Right. Yes.
And I believe that maybe in the beginning it's really difficult, okay? Because we want life to be predictable, and it isn't. And our feelings are not predictable. So we actually need to look. And of course, it fights with our desire to have a predictable life. And of course, it's you need to choose which one you choose, a predictable life where you have no idea what's going on, or an unpredictable life where you can actually respond or deal with what's actually happening. So raise your hand if you actually get what I'm saying. Tish, Bahij, Jody, Leah. Okay, so the rest of you don't get it. So let's look at the elements of what I said. So we want life to be predictable. Raise your hand if you can actually know that, like predictable. For instance, somebody on this call, I did their health measurement, and I told them that I can't cure, and a big bundle can't cure what they have, but they can extend their life using it. Is that what they heard? No. They heard that they are going to get well, even if they just use it some of the time, which means it's a symptom of wanting a predictable life. I'm well, and I'm always going to be well, and I'm going to live forever. You won't. Oh, Jordi is here. Oh, who am I feeling? Hi, Jordi. Thanks for coming. Jordi? Jordi is in Spain, Spanish. Okay. When he's ready, he's going to say something. So, William, you didn't get that? That you want life to be predictable?
Oh, hi, Sophie. I was mute.
Oh, hi, Jordi.
Hi.
How are you?
Very well. What a nice pleasure to meet you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I really enjoyed the last email. I thank you for doing such good work.
Yeah, lately I'm feeling much better. And I was on a phone call just a moment ago. I couldn't attend earlier.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Mute yourself. Mute yourself. There are like 8 people here. Mute. Jordi, thank you. All right. So, William, did you get that?
Yes, I did. I didn't put up my hand because I thought you were going to explain another part of it. But yes, I got that.
No, I'm going to go piece by piece. So one is that we want life to be predictable. And that want, and here we are at the want again, okay? It's not a desire. It's a want. All right? You hear the age, right, William? What's the age of that?
2 or 3.
Exactly. 4. Every want is 2 or 3 years old. And nobody was really smart. Today I spent an incredible amount of time pondering that my parents and my brothers looked at me like I was a moron. Like really, like stupid, like imbecile. But in a way, it was good for me, okay? Because there was no one in my family who would listen to my jabbering and say, you're pretty or you're smart or any of it. No. If I opened my mouth, they said, shut up. So I started to work inside. Didn't leak out all the wisdom, or not wisdom, whatever would have come out of my mouth, I don't know. Like, who knows, maybe I was stupid, right? What an idea, right? A little stupid girl, right? Yeah, maybe I was. All right. Okay, so you can mute yourself. All right, so that was number one. Number two, so what was the number one? Is that we want life to be predictable. And the age of that wanting is like 2-3 years old. And it's a strong want, the kind of want that makes us miserable. Okay, I'm going to lower the hand. So raise your hand if you can detect wants in you. I can tell who won't, okay? It takes a large amount of honesty and self-knowledge to detect that you have this wanna, okay? I'm dramatizing it to set that you get the mood. Uh-huh. Should I wait longer? Some people are still on the fence. Okay. So that's 5 out of 8. So which means the 3 people who didn't raise their hand have no self-awareness. Because every single human, oh, thank you, Georgie. Every single human is like that, okay? And if you don't know that you are like that, then most of the things that I teach are worthless for you. Because I want you to identify what I'm talking about inside so that you can actually hear eloquently and consequently and about you what I am saying. So let's muscle test how many percent of all the readers that I have actually hear that I'm talking to them about them. More than 10%, less than 10, 9, 8, 7%. And most of the 7% are on the call. So William, how many times do you actually hear that I'm talking to you, percentage wise?
I don't know about percentage, but
about half?
When I'm reading it, it's like you are talking about me at times.
Okay, so at times, yeah, that is the
answer. Well, it's not every time, but yes, it's not every time.
Yeah, I'm always talking to you. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Trish, how many percentage that you actually hear that I'm talking to you? More than 10? Only 10%. Okay. I'm talking to the students. Jody, how many percentage?
I will say about 50% of the times.
Oh, there is a Jody and a Jordi.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so let me ask Jody. Jody, how many percent?
I feel like most of them.
Yeah, 70% is the test.
To me.
Yeah, your number is the highest. Was it always this high? Or has it changed?
Well, it's probably changed, but I've been able to be an example of what not to do in many of
You too. me too. Yeah. By the way, Jody and Jordi have the same soul correction as me. 34. So you are going to actually probably hear some similarities. And Bahich, how many times do you get that I'm talking about you or to you?
Is it 50%?
10.
10 on 10?
Yeah, you know what this conversation reminded me of? So I don't know if you've watched the movie Defending Your Life. In the first interview, the lawyer, or whatever he is, asked, so how many percentage of your brain are you using?
Oh.
And the guy says, 30? And the lawyer laughs and says, 1. similarity?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to share something. So early in the morning, I got an email, or maybe it was yesterday, I don't remember, from a guy who is a leadership coach, quite high standing, and says, I want to buy a program, but I don't know which one shall I buy. Like, I was like, oh, fuck, right? So I wrote back to him and I suggested that he buys the starting point measurements and the health measurements. And I was sure that he was just going to say, yeah, that was rude, right? But he bought both. Yeah, it's very confronting to me to deal with someone who actually is knowledgeable. It's so rare that it's confronting. So I went to his website. I looked, read some here, and I listened to a podcast about 40 somewhat minutes where he is the interviewee. And the guy teaches, there is an overlap between what he teaches and what I teach. Let me see how much, more than 10%, more than 20, 30%, right? But I still would be able to contribute something to him if he were well, but he's not. My hunch is that he has diabetes. Muscle test says it's systemic, so not an organ, it's a systemic issue. And he's kind of oldish, I think 73 years old. And until he gets well, I'm not going to accept him to any of my programs. Because if you're not well, you don't have enough energy to do the work. You just don't. So raise your hand if you think you are really, 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 really well, and you could do the work if you wanted to, or if you had the money, if you're whatever. Raise your hand. I'm just curious. It's a self-assessment. I'm not going to make you pay any money. So far, nobody? Interesting. So the muscle test says, Wahij is not well enough, Amesha is not well enough, Jodi is yes, Jordi yes, Leah no, Magda yes, Trish no, and William no. I just muscle tested. Which means that if you're not 100% well, then you really can't do this work well. And it's not an accident that a large chunk of the year and a half that Jodi was pretending to do the work, she wasn't well. Then she got well. She's well now, okay? And now she can do the work. Can you see that, Jodi?
Yes.
But you wouldn't have thought that, I can do anything, right?
Right. Right.
No, you can't. So just so you know, every single day I heal myself with a big bundle. Every single day. And I don't stop until it's a 10-10. Like 10, my health is 10. Why? Because I can't do the work if I'm not well either. It's not just you. Mm.
I see, yeah.
But when I look, people don't do, even you don't do everything to be well, right?
Right.
You do mighty little.
Right.
I mean, one of the things you don't do is you don't actually make yourself flexible. You can't be flexible of mind if you're not flexible of body.
Oh, I need to do it more.
It's not more, you need to do it. You haven't been doing it.
The true
what
back?
You are doing, what did, are you doing the true back?
I do it 2 or 3 times a day for short periods.
And does your head touch the equipment as you're doing it?
It does now.
Okay. Okay, so then just continue.
Okay.
That is the thing to do.
Oh, okay. More?
Okay,
or?
No, just continue doing it.
Okay.
You can't, it's not like you got flexible and now you stay flexible. No. See, that's exactly what I was talking about, that we want life to be predictable. No, you have to do it till you die. I do it every day. I have been doing it for like 7, 8 years.
Okay.
And if I don't do it for a few days, then I am not flexible. I'm not as flexible as I was 2, 3 days before.
Okay.
Okay, it's not a big deal. It's less than a minute, right?
Yeah, it feels good now. It used to hurt.
Well, yeah. It's just how it is.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, treat yourself. All right, so what was it that I was starting with that first you have to... William, what was it that I was trying to break up to pieces?
The first part of it was that we're predictable. Life is predictable, and that won.
Okay, so and then you know, then you look in how it was, right?
Yes.
And then you don't look at how it is. And for you to be able to look in how it is, you need to be able to distinguish that's how it was. You also need to distinguish that's how I want it to be. Because they are not, it's not always the same. I'm having a hiccups here. It's not always the same. And even in relationships. So in January, I called my brother and told him that it seems that I can't make a living. Can't make ends meet. And maybe I need to move back to Hungary, or I don't know what I need to do. And he asked a few questions about my income, and then he says, I'll get back to you. And that was the last time I heard from him. So I got offended, right? Not because he didn't help, but because he actually wasn't willing to say, I can't help. I didn't need him help. He didn't need his help. But I kind of hope that I have someone who is on my side. So he could have said, I'm on your side. I hope you get well. And if not, then too bad. So that is a relationship, right? And I need to reevaluate and look again if I still feel the same way, if I'm still offended, if it's still more important to me to be right about that than to actually have a brother. So it's still more important to be right, okay? Just so you don't get all confused.
I get that.
Okay? But I own that I am a shit, okay? I own it, okay?
Yes.
I don't just remember it. I own it. I don't know it still. So you have to look at everything with fresh eyes. Even to the profession that you chose, do I still want to do this? Do I still have joy from this? Is this still a self-expression? Maybe not every time, every minute of every day, but often enough that you actually stay up to date instead of being in some memory. Oh, he used to love me. Yeah, but now he hates you, right? Or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because unless you can actually turn around on a dime, because what you see is different, you are going to be stuck in some past. That's what stuck is. Stuck in some past. For a long time, for several years, every single person who came to me that said, I am stuck. Okay, that was my claim to fame. You're stuck and I'll get you unstuck. And none of them got unstuck. Why? Because they looked exactly at the same place and kept on looking at the same place. And if you look at the same place the same way, you are going to see the same thing, which means you remain stuck. So anybody wants to go through a little process to see how they are stuck? Raise your hand. Thanks. Thank you, Vivian. Okay, Bahij wants to go. Amesha wants to go too. Anybody else? William wants to go. Okay, anybody else? Jody and Magda. All right, so I'm going to muscle test who to do. If we have time, we can do more than one. So Bahij, no. Amisha, no. Jordi, no. And William. Let's do William. I apologize if I didn't choose you. It wasn't me. It was the source, okay? So William, how are you stuck?
For the first time, I'm looking before I'm going to speak. So,
yeah, just before you say anything. So, diagnosis is 70 to 90% of anything, any solution. So, if he can actually see how he's stuck, he almost doesn't need me to say anything. So, the only thing that he may need help is to identifying it or diagnosing how he is stuck. So if you want a little help, then you can actually send me some questions. It's like, how am I stuck? Or what do I feel stuck about? Or whatever. And start looking what it is that you are keeping the same. All right, so William, what do you say?
I don't know, is it right now, is it just a feeling I have that I'm going somewhere so slow?
Translate the feeling into what it would look like if you weren't stuck. And then we are going to look like what you are stuck in through that. There are many, many ways to skin a cat.
I suppose if I wasn't stuck, how would I feel? The opposite side of it would be, I suppose, alive, an aliveness or something.
Yeah, but what would life be like? Because you see the feeling. Okay, well, I mean, I could go and trust you that the feeling matters, and that would be one process, but I'm not sure that that's what's going on.
Okay, I'm still looking at what it would be like if I had it. Is it? Yes. Out of clarity, I suppose, clarity.
Would you do anything different? Would you have different people in your life? Would you spend more time doing one thing instead of doing everything?
Yes, definitely, yes.
Which one?
Doing one thing.
Say it again.
I'd spend more time doing one thing than everything.
Uh-huh. So you actually would have some focus.
Correct.
Some meaningful activity.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you are, okay, so I'm going to say something and look if that fits. So you are in the more better or different paradigm.
Better or different?
More, better or different. Lots of it is more. Like if I am busy and if I do this and if I do that and if I talk to this person, if I try that, yum, 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 yum,
yes,
yum. Right?
Yes, that's me.
Okay.
At the moment.
That's, that's almost everybody, okay? That's the culture. So if you actually committed to something, whether it's the right thing to commit to or not, it doesn't matter at this moment, okay? But you actually pursued something wholeheartedly and gave you all you got. It either would be something that you fall in love with or not, right?
Correct, yes, yes.
But do you think that while you are doing something wholeheartedly and put in less, so at the moment, at your best times, how much of your effort, I'm going to muscle test it. Like, remember, all you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. All you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. That slogan of A.L. Williams, right? So
yes.
When you put everything into how much you put in, more than 10%, less than 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1%, okay? So even when you are putting all you got, okay, it's 1%, which means you can't fall in love with something that's 1%. So when I am writing an article, okay, and I'm going deep, when I start the article, I have no idea where I'm going, by the way, okay? So I do this every single day. I start something, I commit to something, and I see if it takes me somewhere. Which means I don't actually have a goal because I don't know. I have a commitment to make a difference, but how, right?
Right.
So I put in more than 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70% of all I can do. So every article is a love affair, okay? I could, every single email that I send out, this year, I had two articles that I didn't like, okay? And I already wrote like, what, almost 300, right?
Right.
Why do I fall in love with my articles? Because I put 70% of me in them, 70% of all I can do. So if you are just like wrong, okay, going through life like that, you are stuck. That's what's missing. See that?
I see it now. Different the minute you started speaking right through you, I could see it was like you were reading me. And I'm certainly not giving it anywhere near any percentage that I could give it. It's like I'm waiting for it just to show up or untangle itself.
Yes. The people who are successful in my programs, I'm sorry, people who are in my programs and are successful in life put in at least 10%. Okay? 10% is still puny, right?
Right.
But it's 10 times more than what you put.
Correct.
Okay. To fall in love with it, okay, you need 30 to 70. I don't know anybody who puts more than 70, okay? So that's what's missing. And that is your key to getting out of stuck. But you hope that meaning is going to show up first, right? And then yes. You'll put in energy.
Correct, yes.
Well, did it work?
Hasn't worked so far.
No, it can't work because that's not how it works. Meaning is born from you falling in love with something. Same coaching to Bahij. Same coaching to Trish. Same coaching to Jody. Jody. Okay, so that is the process. Okay, you actually start to see what is robbing you of that fulfillment. And if you really look, it's the more, better, or different, right?
Right.
It's not that you don't put what's underneath that, because the more, better, or different is a result, okay? It's an effect, it's not the cause. You're stingy. You hope that somebody will give you a meaning and then you promise to go for it.
But that's just what I saw just before you said. That's what I've been doing. I'm hoping something would show up that I could give, then go full whack for it.
Yeah.
Or something would click or connect.
Yeah, but you see, something can click if you give it all you got, and at this point, your capacity to give is maximum 10%, right?
Right.
Yeah, so start doing something, you give it 10%, okay?
Yes.
And you will get a click. It doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what it is.
See, it's I have been doing the opposite.
It's an age. You see, even people who have a job, okay, and they have to show up every day and they supposedly do work, okay, but they don't. They don't do diddly squat. So, for instance, somebody who I know what he does. Bahij drives for a living, right?
Right.
So how much effort and the heart and everything he puts into driving? What do you think?
I guess is that it's just automatic, no, very little.
Exactly. So I muscle test that it's zero. Because how he does it is I should be doing something else. More or better or different. And the people who are 10%, they are still in more, better, or different. So I don't know if you remember Kawa. He's an accountant, and he does his accounting, and his client love him, but he feels that he should do something different. And that's exactly what happened with my, remember when my father bought me a guitar and told me I can have it if I get an A from violin. Remember the story?
Yes, I do remember, yes.
Yeah. So how much do you think I put in of myself? How much I did all I could do?
70?
Yeah, about let me muscle this. 10, 23, 90. I did the same thing in the school, okay? So I was like third worst student in this elite school, right? And they wanted to kick me out. And my father bribed them, and I had a choice, right? So I went to bed at 5 o'clock every single day, and I got up at 11 when my parents went to bed, studied from 11 to 4. Then I went back to bed and slept until my father woke me up. So how much was that? More than 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 91%. Okay.
Okay, yes.
Because unless you completely give yourself over to what you're doing, you are stuck in mediocrity and meaningless and fulfillmentless.
Yeah.
And the fact that you actually hear me is amazing. Because most people think that if they had more money or more opportunities or support, or if they were smarter, if they had the skills. No, you get smarter or you get the skills or you get the support by you applying yourself in whatever there is to apply. So those of you that are not well enough to participate, that's where you need to put your energy, in getting well. You don't. How do I know? Because otherwise you would test yes. And that's just how it is. Trish, you want to say something? Trish?
Well, it's just really brought it all home to me today, what you were saying on the about my health, about health in general, is where to put the energies. That really resonates very strongly.
Good. And find meaning there. Because there is meaning.
Yes. Yes, I've been ignoring that. I think that's probably the arrogance you talk about, is that I think it's something else is, I mean, that's something else is more important.
Maybe you shouldn't have to, right?
I think I have to look at that. There's something there. There's something there.
Look now.
Yeah. I ignore.
No, but what's underneath it?
Okay. I'm not sure if it's like I'm not important enough to myself, or if that's really. I'm not sure if that's true.
No, but that's not what it is.
Or if
my muscle testing is yours.
Okay. So if other people, you know, I got to be available for the family, you know, things will fall apart if I'm not available, which is.
Okay, I'm going to give you. So you are less, you are less than you should be if you are not well.
Yeah, yes.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But if that is so, then get well. It's like, okay. Yeah. What else? Because that is true. You are less than if you're not
well. Of course.
Well. I am less than if I'm not well. That's why I work on sleeping well. That's why I work on finalizing and tweaking my diet. That's why. Because I'm less than I could be if I'm not well. I mean, you could ask how much time and energy I invest into my well-being. I don't know in percentage-wise, but I'm going to look. It's like more than an hour, at least an hour a day, okay? Full time. Yeah. No, it's fragmented. It's like a minute here and 10 minutes there, okay?
Okay.
But I never drop the ball. Because I am less than. And you are less than. And everybody is less than unless they are well. And I should kick you out from the program that you are in because you're not well. But it's up to you because the consultation I gave you gets you well. Now, not healthy. You still have a fundamental issue, right? So it's not going to go away. But can you be well and have it?
Yes.
Same with MSHA. MSHA is exactly the same place as you. You can be well and have fucking cancer, okay? So what? If you are dealing with it, then it is being well.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. I got that. Thank you.
Did you get that? Did you get that? Muscle test says you didn't.
Oh.
Because people think that that there is only one way to be well, to have no illness, and then half of humanity would be dead, right?
For sure.
I mean, all the people with diabetes, I mean, they have a condition, right? Can they be well? Yes. I'm old. Can I be well? Yes. I'm still old, okay, decrepit, but I am well. So it's, you, if you go to all or nothing, that's another attitude, all or nothing. Another stupid attitude, right?
All right.
Unless I'm perfect, I am nothing. Bullshit. Or unless the big bundle can heal my cancer, then I am not going to do it. You are stupid, right?
Yeah.
I'm also tested how long you can live, and it's not very long without the big bundle.
Yeah,
I
know.
Not very long.
Not very long at all.
No. But what was it? 17 years with the big bundle?
Yeah.
Yeah, you will be older than I am now, right?
Yeah.
Same with MSHA. Is she doing it? No, muscle test says she's not doing it. Are you doing it, MSHA? MSHA?
Not yet. I'm waiting so for some.
Don't be stupid. In 10 days, you can get dead.
I'm listening to the big bundle when I have time during the day, but not during
the night. No, it's not enough. You need more, need the whole night. You need the whole fucking night. You know how many people came back to me, including Trish, and turned out that their cancer is not curable? After 10 days. Don't be stupid.
Okay.
But you see, the thinking is off, right? Oh, I'll do a little bit. Don't do a little bit. And she writes to me, MSHA, that I want to live. No, you don't. Don't lie to yourself. You want to die. And first, I want to tell everybody to feel sorry for me. You know how much cancer, when it's in the late stages, hurts? Are you prepared for that?
No.
then use the fucking thing that I sold you, okay?
Okay.
Jeez. It's killing me. Oh, I use it a little bit during the day when I have time. Yeah, mute yourself. Mute.
Okay.
That's, by the way, Magda asks, why are you measuring my health every week? Well, for the first month or two, I have to, because I need to see that it's stuck.
Thank you for that, Sophie.
No, I mean, it's if I care to give you the solution, I care you to stay well, okay? I care.
Yeah.
And I can tell why people don't care, because caring when the other person doesn't, it's very painful. It hurts.
Yeah. I think that maybe you care more than people you heal.
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm not going to go into not caring, okay? It's just not. I don't want to live like that, okay? I don't want to live like that.
Okay, me too. That's why I do my best to get well. And I listen to your audio every night.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Beautiful. Oh, all right, so I got tired. Are there any questions that I should answer, because there's no other opportunity? Bahir, do you have a question? You always do.
Well, after that bomb,
you expected celebration, right?
Woo! Happy birthday!
Not in my house, okay?
Questions. Okay.
So you don't have enough energy to do the work. You get that? Did you get that?
Yeah. That was very first confronting thing. So now there's, you know. As you're talking about giving it all you got or putting everything you have into, I'm wondering, I'm like, is there just an attitude that is preventing it, or am I clueless?
Attitude. But you see, okay, when you say attitude preventing it, did you say I have an attitude? No, you didn't say that. You consistently and every single time that you speak in your head or out loud, you do not own that an attitude was created by you.
Okay, so I created the attitude.
Yes, you created it and you can uncreate it.
I create.
In your case, that t-shirt, I don't want to do what I have to do to get what I want. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, until you kill that one. I did, okay, so I had a t-shirt too. Recovering victim, get the fuck out of my way, right? That was mine.
Yeah.
I am not that way anymore. Did you notice? I'm not a recovering victim anymore.
Right. And you did that little at a time
No, I killed it right away. Hmm. I'm not a victim. So what's the difference between a victim and a not victim? A victim is done to, and I was never done to. Things happened, and I said it was done to me. No, nothing was done to me, okay?
Mm.
Including rape, okay? It wasn't done to me. I did it to me. I did it.
Okay, I did it.
It was something that happened, and I caused it, okay? I was part of it. And saying I didn't want it doesn't take away my responsibility. Which means I brought to bear responsibility in every bear where I considered myself a victim. No, I didn't catch everything instantly, okay? But I caught a lot. And then whenever I caught, it's like, oh, another victim thing. They did it to me. No, they didn't.
I did it.
Nobody ever did anything to you. They did things, but not to you.
They did things, but not to me.
Exactly.
Mm. Okay.
Like my stupid brother didn't do it to me. He's just a fucking coward, right?
Right.
He didn't have the courage to say, sorry, I can't help. It would have been fine with me, right?
Right, right.
Look, like, okay, you can't help. I wouldn't even have told him that I didn't want him to help me, okay? I don't need help. Or, by the way, and a couple of days later, I spoke to you, right? We had a private call, and I told the same thing, and then you PayPal'd me a shitload of money, right? Did you do it to me?
No.
No. So I wasn't a victim of that either. But I did what I do with everything. When somebody surprises me or they give me a gift, like the guitar or my father bribing the school, I put all I got to justify that they didn't waste their gift. That's how come my finances recovered. Get that?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't going to let you have wasted all that money for nothing. I'm going to make it worth your while. I'm going to be recovered and well. And that's exactly what I did.
Right.
And I have been well ever since. And when I am... I feel like slacking off. I said, now I'm not dishonoring Bahij.
Oh, wow.
No, because I wouldn't.
Hmm.
Because that's how it works. That's integrity, okay? You either respect and honor or don't, right?
Right.
And if you don't respect and don't honor, do you love yourself? No, you hate yourself. No, I don't want to hate myself. No. No. No, thank you. No, it's too much price to pay. Do you call it gratitude? No, I don't call it gratitude. Do I call it appreciation? No, I don't call it appreciation. I call it honor.
Yeah.
Do I know what honor is? No, I only know examples of honor, but honor is good. Every time I honored, it was good for me. I honored my word, I honored my principles, I honored someone's gift. Yes.
So I can go back to my, this, I shouldn't have to do what I don't, I shouldn't have to do what I don't want to do.
Yeah, but if you really look, there is a dishonor there, right? Because for the first, I don't know how long, your mother wiped your ass, right? And you didn't have to do what you had to do to get what you want. But you dishonor her. Because she didn't mean to do it that you are going to be dependent on her for her, for your entire life. It was just to get you started. So you see, it's a dishonor issue.
Yeah, it is. Holy shit. Okay.
And once you know what it is, then you can remedy it, right?
Right. Like you say, once you can see the diagnosis.
Diagnosis, yes. Yeah. All right. So anybody else? Thank you, Bahij.
Thank you.
Anybody else? You don't have to. We have been on for an hour. Okay, William.
I have two questions, but I can email them. They're email answerable questions.
No, but if it is useful for other people, then just ask it.
My first question would be, how long would you spend with one batch energy?
What do you mean?
I mean, is it a case of when you feel that the tension of it is gone, then you can stop it and move on to the next?
No. It's you are trapped in more, better, and different. The question comes from more, better, or different. If all these years, okay, you used one freaking energy, one, you would be miles, miles, miles ahead. But you see, you want to put in as little as you must. Do you see that?
Yes.
Fuck. Yeah, how you do anything is how you do everything. Do you see that?
Yes, yes.
It's like, God damn it. You can't win. Yeah, you can. Okay. And what's the second question?
The second one is in the connection call, you mentioned to, I can't remember who you mentioned, but you did say that you can, when you're connected, you can call down the heaven and earth. How do you call it down? Do you command it or do you ask?
Only if you can connect on the second level.
Okay.
You actually say heaven and earth. That's all. Because that is an agreement between me and my clients and source. But you have to be connected on the second level. Are you connected on the second level? No. Are you connected on the first level? Yes. It's not enough.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, what's the second level? When you can lift the lid, the tangerine spot. If you can't lift it and hand it over to the bill, then you're shit out of luck, okay?
Yes.
So what's the issue? Your will is not working. No, your will is working, but you can't hand it over. Yes, that's what it is. The will is working, but you can't or won't and didn't, haven't. Okay, so you can. Get that?
Yes.
You can, you could, you just didn't. Right?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
You are the whiny one. Anybody else? Thank you, William. I don't know if it was useful, but I think so. Okay, so if nothing else, I'm going to give you a count. Okay. Oh, Miko is here. Oh, Miko. I haven't seen you in a billion years.
Hi, Sophie. I was late, but I wanted to just wish you a happy birthday and more years. happy years.
It actually looks, well, I don't know about happy, but it looks like I am going to live.
I see.
Okay, as long as I can work, I want to live. If at any point I can't work, I am thinking of making some plans how to do away with myself. No, I mean, what would I do if I'm homeless, bag lady? Nah, I don't want it.
Yep.
Say hello to Magda.
Hi, Magda.
Hi, Miko.
Long nice time no see. Not.
Thank you for that referral, Miko. Any questions?
No, not at the moment.
All right. You missed a good call.
Oh.
But it was really intense, wasn't it? Okay, Everybody raise your hand if it was intense. Like, oh! Yeah, it was intense. For people who are new, they can't tell the intensity because it was PhD level, I think. Anyway. All right, so why don't we call it a day? I have a good book, finally. Ah, one more thing to Miko.
Yes?
I watched this Polish drama on Amazon Prime. I forgot what it's called.
Okay.
But it was about this two boys who were in a... how do you call it? An orphanage, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was home to a pedophile ring.
Oh, okay.
It's like, oh, heavy duty.
Yeah.
And one of the boys killed himself. The other boy became a detective. Ooh. Very, very, very interesting.
Okay.
It's worth watching.
Thank you for the recommendation.
Yeah. I mean, you are going to have some bad dreams, but
okay.
But it was very good. So
I appreciate that it's Polish because I've been kind of hungry for knowing Polish things and culture recently, and it's kind of, I don't know, something awakened in me to know more.
Yeah, you do want to know more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good for the soul. You can also know yourself better. So one of the things about the it was a six-part series. Okay, so it's not just
one. Okay.
And one of the things is the old crosses. Cross and cross and cross and cross, that all that pious and hypocritical.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but it's not spoken, but it's visually communicated. That's why I like Polish movies, by the way, because they are several layers of communication, and if you really pay attention, it's life altering.
Ah, beautiful.
So yeah.
So, thank you.
All right, guys, let's go, and if you want to write emails to me, then just please do so. All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you, Sophie.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye, Sophie.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for coming.